Season's greetings from the Disney Attraction Club with DJ Red. This week, we are focusing on the Christmas season's transformation. Now, I know it's only November, but give Disney some credit and therefore your host. In our opinion, the holiday season needs a little more than a month for us. So keep calm and jingle all the way.
Ho, ho, ho!
The 2023 Christmas season has kicked off. The staff at Disney's Magic Kingdom has once again pulled off a remarkable overnight transformation, ushering in the holiday season in true holly jolly fashion. On November 1st, the workers of the Disney Holiday Services worked tirelessly through the night to say goodbye to the Halloween season and hello to Christmas bells to bring just a little more magic to the iconic park.
Ho, ho, ho!
The transformation of the magical parks begins immediately after Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party on Wednesday. The dedicated teams of amazingly skilled professionals ensure a seamless transition from spooky decorations to a winter wonderland. The elaborate displays, pumpkins, and other Halloween-themed decorations send best wishes to the holiday window displays, complete with wreaths, garland, and new holiday merchandise. The DAC, aka Disney Attraction Club, would like to give a huge thanks for the amazing showcase of dedication and creativity of the team behind the scenes, who work tirelessly to ensure that guests experience are truly magical. Now, the best part of the park's transformation would have to be the Christmas tree.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas tree measures an impressive 65 feet tall, which is decorated with matching decorations to complement the rest of the Magic Kingdom holiday celebration. The holidays team puts up an additional candlelight wreath pieces high above Main Street USA, making it feel even more like cozy hometown. Now, of course, the holiday decorations and trees don't just end at Magic Kingdom. There are 29 iconic trees, which range from 15 feet to 70 feet. Standing at 70 feet, the largest holiday tree in Magic Kingdom is found at Disney's Contemporary Resort.
Ho, ho, ho!
At Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, the culinary teams have started work on the biggest gingerbread house I have ever seen. The gingerbread house has some very special stats to go along with the extravagant design. Standing at 17 feet tall, with 612 pounds of sugar, 1,012 pounds of flour, 112 pounds of gingerbread spice, over 4,000 gingerbread bricks, and 12 very magical sprinklings of pixie dust. If there is one thing that I love, it is Easter eggs placed within movies, parks, and designs. The gingerbread house has 12 hidden five-legged goats, so keep your eyes peeled.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now, I know Disney is known for all sorts of stuff, but my favorite thing would have to be the parades. This year's Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time parade is truly something amazing. The awesome parade returns in 2023 with minor adjustments and two special new characters. The very first party had snow falling on Main Street, USA, and the Christmas decorations were found throughout the park. And a very merry special person made an appearance. As part of the upcharge event, guests can watch the parade at 8:30 and 11 p.m. during the event dates. However, the parade will also be performed daily during Christmas week. But the true question is, who could wait that long? The thing that is most noticed was yet another year with the omission of the marching band from the Toy Story unit. We were hoping that this would be the year when the impressive band could be seen and heard throughout Magic Kingdom. In terms of new characters, the two new characters would be Clarice, who took over Wreck-It Ralph's spot on the gingerbread house, and Buzz Lightyear added to the Toy Story unit. However, guests have found this ironic, given his meet and greet was suspended at Magic Kingdom. The parade starts with characters dancing around Mickey and Minnie's Christmas tree float, at which the characters pair off, with the exception of Pluto, our Rudolph of the parade. Now, Frozen is the perfect Christmas addition. Added in 2013, the placement of Frozen characters has changed over the years. You can find skiers leading with Olaf following on a cottage float, then Anna and Kristoff walking with the ice harvesters, and finally Elsa on her own Frozen Wonderland with Wandering Oaken's trading post. The first significant change of the 2023 parade is Wreck-It Ralph being replaced by Clarice from Chip and Dale lore. Penelope is still driving her gingerbread race car, and it is now more on theme at the gingerbread house behind her. She is, however, a bit alone. Chip and Dale are dressed up as bakers once again this year, leading the candy-filled unit with Clarice at the heart of it all. Candy continues as we make our way to Clarabelle Cow in the kitchen unit. We now have moved on from baked goods to candy cane twirlers leading Goofy's gumball machine float. The wonderful guests can now meet the seven dwarfs again at the Christmas party for the first time in 4 years, as well as Snow White and her prince. Now, The princess theme continues with Cinderella in her carriage. The indestructible mirror float is next. It is a holiday staple and contains a number of princesses with their princes, as well as fairy godmother. Now, we have covered lots of sweets and princesses, but now it is time for Santa's workshop and toys. We have the Toy Story unit, and following the unit would be the most iconic part of the parade, the marching toy soldiers. We are still dealing with reduced number of soldiers and still no instruments. And finally, Santa and his reindeers close out the parade.
Ho, ho, ho!
For dining experience, you can participate in a special sit-down dinner at one of two participating restaurants. According to the Disney website, here is the Dashing Dining Experience list. 'Tis the season to spread holiday cheer. The fa-la-la-la-la fabulous exploration of the Winter Wonderland is sure to inspire Santa-sized appetites. During Mickey's special ticketed shindig, partygoers can relax over phenomenal food and a heaping helping of fantasy at one of the two popular table service restaurants. Now, round up the reindeer. It is time for some divine Yuletide dining experience. Indulge in delectable French-inspired fare amidst enchanting decor at Be Our Guest restaurant, as well as dine inside Cinderella's castle during the one-of-a-kind experience inspired by the classic fairy tale at Cinderella's royal table.
Ho, ho, ho!
So far, Disney has around 390 different items for holiday things to shop for. I am super excited for everything that there is, but I think the things I'm most excited for would have to be the Christmas Crocs. There, of course, are the typical Disney merchandise themed for Christmas, like spirit jerseys and Mickey ears. But I should say that if you need me, I will most likely be in the pin sections. Looking at the holiday shop, it looks like there are around 7 things for pins, but you can get a signature mystery pin pack for the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho!
I must say, Christmas is my favorite holiday from both the Disney aspect and holiday aspect. Sadly, I must say a season's goodbye. But don't worry, I'll be back to explore more with the Disney Attractions Club. Until then, keep calm and jingle all the way.